spot in space and time. Spot for me was always sort of like the Holy Ghost. You know, given the trinity of Dick and Jane and Spot, the Holy Ghost is the interesting one, right, in a way. I mean, Dick and Jane are more mon semblable, mon frère, you know what I mean? But Spot is a third, an other thing, a tertium quid, a rarer bird. I mean, you know, sort of father and son, you know, as relatives go, that's fairly common. But the Holy Ghost, that's somebody to have in the back bedroom. That's a strange cookie to have visit. The Spot sort of obsessed me, and I'm old enough to have had Spot in my reader, you know, so it stayed with me all these years. Spot in space and time. Despite his name, the dog's an imposition, lying in the kitchen, begging in the bedroom with his lousy posture and unseemly salivation. Even Pavlov's dog exposes us, as men are known by companies they keep. At least he's not exposed himself. Thank God it takes some clothing to do that. The chicken in its coop, the chicken in its roasting pan, the chicken in its place, I mean, with ruffles of parsley at its ankles, doesn't seem indecent. Then you sit it up on the edge of a table and cross its legs and look, it's naked. The indignant have a word they cannot say alone. Hear, hear. The soothers say, there, there. The dog's confused. He's neither fowl nor fish. He cannot go to Esalen and find himself. He scowls into the new communications dish. Remember how you dropped that barbecued rib in your lap, that casual affair in 98 where everyone wore white? Remember how the girls were all named Faith and Prudence then? Today the supermarket carts are full of little Melodies and Heathers. Virtue's gotten mild, to say the least. That's pretty good, the mother says. That's pretty pretty. Grandma falls asleep, and there the doghouse has a child. Between the looking forward and remembering, it's hard to find a moment for the present. I remember space from when it was a nothing. Now we know it's full, with very little room for vacancy. The latest limit on the emptiness was on the radio today. What's not, said scientists, is smaller than we thought. Perhaps it is the thought they're measuring, as everything we know must fit inside the temples where a sky, by God, is understandable. It isn't nothing we cannot imagine. Nothing is the very stuff of faith. It's something we've forgotten, something we are missing in our human grade and groove. The thinker stands still, thinking of himself, while there, in his abandoned microscope, a million mountains move.